The 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. The year 2015 was a period of intergovernmental negotiations that would approve the new agenda, this time outside the OWG framework. The implications of this in legal terms are that the discussion went beyond the RETL plus 20 mandate, beyond the open working group, and included the General Assembly dynamic, meaning that every member state was present in the room, with countries speaking on their own capacity and through their traditional negotiating groups. The sessions took place under the lead of two co-facilitators, Kenya and Ireland. The final document can be seen here, https://sustainabledevelopment.un.org/post-2015/transformatorworld. The first reaction by the Women's Major Group, the formal space for engagement under the RETL plus 20 framework for feminist and women's organizations, was released immediately after the release of the outcome document, highlighting the positive and even the lacking elements in relation to gender equality, women, and girls' human rights, and their empowerment. Note reference, 11. The reaction can be seen in the following link, http://www.womenmajorgroup.org/wp/content/uploads/2015/08/press-release-wmg-re-2030-agenda-wmg-10-august-2015.pdf. The Asian Pacific Resource and Research Center for Women ARL also developed its own press release from a regional perspective. This could be found in the following link, http://arrow.org.my/response to the outcome document of the UN Summit to adopt the post-2015 agenda. Some of the discussions that were on the table during the intergovernmental negotiation reflect the challenges that the world is currently facing, and there are also elements to bear in mind in the implementation phase.